you ever see any?
No, I never seen one of those before. Yeah. Were they comfortable?
I reckon so, as far as I know they were. And they was scrubbed. They were them leather cowhide leather bottom chairs. They were old and they was had to be scrubbed each weekend because we always had company on Sunday. They had to be scrubbed. The water bucket had to be scrubbed. And oh, I just don't know so many things. It's different now than what it was then. And the bread tray had to be scrubbed once a week with soap and sand. I don't know, my children, the youngest one I know wouldn't know what a bread pan was like. Now, the older girls, I made biscuits when they were coming along. They probably remembered.
I don't think I've ever seen one. Can you describe it? What's it look like?
Well, it's wood that's hewn out. There's a feller down here close to the river that made them. Most everybody around here bought one from him. It's just wood and it's hewed out real smooth on the inside. And he hewn out of some little handles on the side. And of course it was wood, it wasn't painted or nothing. And so it would, naturally it wouldn't get dirty, it would just get stuck with flour and that had to be scrubbed, be clean if we had company.
I ask you couple of questions about that house. You mentioned the big porch. Did anybody ever call that porch anything besides a porch? Did they have any other names for it?
No, I don't think so. Back porch, I think.
Wasn't it
called veranda at one time?
Did they ever, you ever hear that used much?
Yeah, I think it was veranda one time. But far back as I can remember, it was called front porch or back porch, whichever one it was. But I don't remember much about that veranda.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. Now you mentioned you had a couch there in the front room. Did anybody ever call that anything besides a couch?
Anybody ever do what?
Call that anything besides a couch? They ever use any?
I don't reckon. I don't remember. It was homemade. We made it ourselves. Our daddy helped us, and we made it and covered it, and it was called a couch.
Did any of them ever call it a sofa, anything like that? Or was it
different? I don't know. Probably did call it a sofa instead of a couch.
Would that both be, both those terms mean the same thing, though, don't they?
Yeah, both of them are supposed to be the same.
Did you ever hear anybody call it a settee, or is a settee different?
Yeah. I have a few times.
Yeah. Let's see, in the bedroom, what kind of furniture would you have in the bedrooms?
What you mean, back in the bedrooms that we used?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, just beds, and the fireplace there was naturally, was the family circle gathered around it. And we had another fireplace, but it wasn't burned unless we had company.
Yes, ma'am.
And the family all gathered around one fireplace, and we had just had a dresser and a wardrobe and our chairs and a trunk and a machine.
You mentioned the wardrobe. Can you describe that? What did the wardrobe look like?
Well, now, it's a clothes chest now, I reckon is what you'd call it. But we called it a wardrobe. It was something that you put your clothes in, and the doors come together, and you folded. There was no place in there to hang anything. You put all your folded, clean clothes in there. And then in a little room that we used for junk, there was a barrel in there that we put the dirty linens in.
Yes.
Until wash day.
Mm-hmm.
And they were,
yes,
they were ironed, they wasn't folded, they was ironed and put in that wardrobe.
You mentioned the wardrobe, you always had to fold clothes. Did you ever have any piece of furniture that you could hang clothes in?
Yeah, we had that room there. We